Established in 1893, the Daily Tar Heel serves as UNC's independent student newspaper. But throughout its history, some Black students have felt the paper did not fully represent their voices. Now, under the leadership of the first Black female editor-in-chief, Lainey Crawley, the DTH is working to address these concerns.
Of course, it's an honor, and it's really amazing that the newsroom has been able to take those steps that we're able to get there, but it also is really upsetting that I'm the first, and I was elected in 2024, and we've been a newspaper since 1893.
Here on the quad at UNC, Joseph Warioba says one of his issues with the DTH as a Black student is how it covers issues affecting marginalized communities, particularly the Black community.
There have been issues in highlighting or amplifying positive Black messages or Black people. And we've heard at least more negatives pertaining to the Black community.
Also on the quad is UNC student Alyssa Hall, who says she wants to stay updated on the community, but does not read the DTH to do so.
As far as it goes for the Black community, there isn't really a lot of representation for us when it comes to addressing stories. So I would say I'm not necessarily interested and I don't really read it.
For Black students like Warioba and Hall, the question now is how is the DTH addressing concerns like theirs?
While we appreciate the progress that's been made, we're still curious as to what else is being done, what else can be done.
Under Crawley's leadership, part of what the DTH is doing now is changing its approach to covering marginalized communities.
What I've tried to do is just make it so that all of our editors have that sort of sensitivity, diversity training, so that they are just thinking about these stories as everyday stories. I think the problem at the DTH is that we have such a big issue with thinking that a story about a person of color or about a specific community has to be like a special package or this huge enterprise story when it literally is just a story about people in our community.
This year, the newsroom produced a special Black History Month edition, but their efforts extend beyond designated months.
It's something that we think about constantly now, thinking about how we can amplify marginalized communities, how we can give voices to people that are often left out of our coverage.
Despite their efforts toward more inclusive storytelling, sports editor Caroline Wills says there is still room for improvement.
I would say if we are not doing enough, which we are not, we will probably never do enough because there's always more work to do, but I would really love to hear about it and have those dialogues to talk about areas that we can improve.
Thinking long term, Crawley says change at the DTH is an ongoing effort.
It doesn't just start or end with one year, one EIC's tenure. It's going to be a long, long time of thinking about it intentionally.
As for Warioba, he looks forward to seeing the DTH's diversity efforts manifest.
I'm excited to keep tracking their progress and see how they continue to make amends and restore relations between the Daily Tar Heel and the Black community.
131 years after its founding, the Daily Tar Heel's journey toward better diversity and representation continues. In Chapel Hill, I'm Maya Hagen.